what's up, down, what's down's up, and misinformation and that information, and Putin must be laughing in his grave. Oh, what? I'm told Putin is still alive. Okay.
Welcome to Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan Ehrlich, and I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music. Please join me, and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin!
Can you do the bicycle dance? Can you do the bicycle dance? Come on, try it. Come on.
Everybody.
Can you do the bicycle dance? Can you do the bicycle dance? Come on, try it.
Try it.
Come on.
Go 1940, go 1940. Squela mara bisiki bela ma bicycle.
Fun, wasn't it? Kind of a fun start. A little silly. It's Friday. What do you expect? 1 o'clock. You're all getting goofy by now, aren't you? That was from africansong.org, and we learned from that song how to say in South African, the bicycle song, or bicycle, Ama Basakili. There we go. That could come in handy someday, you never know. If you're on Jeopardy or happen to be bicycling in South Africa, you can throw around a little lingo there. It was peppy, at least. How are you this week, writers and listeners? Are you peppy? Despite the ever ongoing craziness of this world. Yeah, there's always got to be a little dark talk at the front end of the bike ride show, especially as the election draws nearer. Now, last week you had a repeat ride from a couple years ago. Funny thing, I stopped by to visit my dad, and he's like, well, at least you sound a little more cheerful on your show Friday. Yeah, that was from a couple years ago. And even a couple years ago, I was basically faking it then as well. Been a long 4 years, and who knows how this is all going to end, but going to try to play you out of the blues this afternoon here with some music. No real direction for the show this week or the ride. So we'll start perhaps at least the first set in a direction then and see where that leads us. So the first song is going to be a seasonal song. And it's by Daryl Hall and not John Oates, but Diane Birch. So technically, Hall and Birch. And this one's called Fall in Philadelphia. I played it about, I think it was last year or the year before on a fall show. I really like it. And Diane Birch brings something real special to it as well, and it's different, so we're going to let it through the filter one more time. If you listen closely, you'll hear a reference to a stolen bicycle somewhere about past the halfway point. Also, this is recorded in a more modern time on Daryl Hall's podcast, and we're going to let Daryl talk a little bit about the meaning behind the song. And in this conversation, they're sitting on some, I don't know, privileged, sprawling estate, having a conversation on the porch. And this is Diane and Daryl talking about fall in Philadelphia.
You know, me and John were living, still living in Philadelphia. John, his hero, still is actually, but at the time, his hero was Doc Watson, you know, the folk guitar, the bluegrass guy. He went to this place, the Main Point, which was out in the suburbs of Philly. And, it was the Second Fret. Second Fret. And John actually got a chance to play with Doc Watson, and he was apparently flipping out. I wasn't there. This is all, you know, I heard the story. So John's coming home from the gig, which was down on Spruce Street, about 15 blocks away, and he got jumped by these guys that, tried to mug him, and he had on clogs. This is 1970, right? So John's trying to run down the street in clogs. These guys are chasing him. He comes home. His hair is like the side of him. I mean, this is actually not the funny part. His hair was pulled out of his head. These guys like ripped his hair out and basically beat the shit out of him. And my bicycle had just been stolen. So I literally, that song, I just sat down and wrote about what was happening that day.
Yeah, you're just not,
the stolen bikes, the roving gang of youth beat up on Johnny and all that stuff. So it was really a slice of life, that song.
There's a thunderstorm brewing, and the day is turning gray. And there ain't much to say about the weather. Say the shower stall is leaking and the ceiling's falling in, and I'm getting 20 bills to every letter.
I've got to move myself back to the country. Look you now, many plays that are I'm gonna get another.
Oh, Philadelphia.
On a breeze you blew away. autumn's golden gown, we used to kick our way. You always love this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now, 'cause you're not here. Softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here.
just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go.
Feelings mutual, Neil. As we approach the halfway point on this week's ride, how's it going, riders and listeners? You hanging in there with us? Need a little stretch break or water bottle? See some of these people, these camelbacks, they wear these water things on their backs and they ride, you know, and hydrate themselves. Hank and I have a solution for that. We call it taking a break, you know. If you're tired and thirsty, take a break and take a drink, you know. Of course, we don't race, so that's kind of the difference between the camel back and taking it straight up the water bottle pipe. Nice set of seasonal songs right there, rounded out by Neil Young with Harvest Moon. Never gets old, always a fan of Neil, classic Neil. Simon and Garfunkel, old Simon and Garfunkel with Leaves That Are Green. And Moody Blues with one of their semi-hits that got some radio play. And got a little more today. Forever Autumn. And before that, of course, was the classic Hall & Oates song. Well, it's kind of a deep track. We wouldn't call it a classic. Fall in Philadelphia, covered by Daryl Hall and Diane Birch. And did you hear in the setup about that song, how he talked about it? And the most interesting part of that story almost slipped by me the first time I heard it. But then the second time I listened, I heard him talking about how on this really bad day when he wrote this song, how he had had his bicycle stolen, Daryl had, and John came home and was pummeled by some gangsters. And when he gets to the part of the story where he's talking about where they ripped John's hair out and beat the crap out of him, he says, no, this is the funny part. So I guess the rumors of their strife, historical tension, must be true, because he was, and then he goes on to equate those bad experiences of having your bike stolen and John getting the hell beat out of him as you know, a couple of guys having bad days. It's like, you know what? Take my car, take my house, take, don't beat the crap out of me. No, I'll take, you can steal the bike. I can, you know. So yeah, Mr. Heartless, Daryl Hall there, as he set up Fall in Philadelphia. Speaking of Heartless, Hank recently got his revenge on me. There's been a couple of stories in the past few weeks that I've, Hank brought via recording regarding my little crash on what we call the Camelback portion of the Austin Mountain Bike Trail. It's technically the most challenging part, and it's like riding a camelback. It's, you know, it's got the hump and double hump, and it's, you turn in the middle of it. It is really hard to navigate, and there is a vast void of nothingness between the humps. So if you fall over, it sucks you to the right side. Everything's sloped right, and if you lose it and end up going right, you end up in the abyss down there in a hole. Hank was ahead of me this time. Last time I had the glory of watching Hank fall into the abyss because I was riding behind him. And then like a week later, I had kind of a much weaker crash that was more related to a wrist injury that I had that put me down, that he made fun of, suggested it wasn't my most manly moment. And then last weekend, I went into the abyss off the camelback, and I really just basically repeated what Hank did. Hank said maybe my bike got even a little deeper down into it, but both of us managed to manage the crash so that you fall forward enough. You fall on the pro side, so if you're putting on a golf course, the pro side is, you play too much break. So you want to play too much break. You want to lean left hard as you're going over that and be prepared to dive left a little bit, because your momentum is going to take you right naturally. So that's how you avoid getting sucked down the hill. And at some point or another, you have to make a decision. Am I going to try to ride this out? Or is it time to ditch the bike and be safe? Because most crashes that injure people are mostly related to some part of the bicycle lacerating that individual as they roll with it or on it or through it. So you want to kick away from the bike. And a good mountain biker like Hank and I are have the skills to manage a crash, to know just when it's time to ditch the bike. And there's lots of stories from our friends of when they didn't know that rule of nature and got injured badly. And that's what separates us from those that get injured badly. And now I've said that, and I could be in for a world of hurt on my next ride, because clearly I'm getting too cocky. And that's exactly what happens, right, folks? You get humbled when that happens. Let's have Hank make the next pick here. He doesn't know that he's making it, but there was a good Zappa tune presented to us by Earl from Deep Tracks on XM on our most recent ride that fell in favor for both of us. Now, I'm not much of a Zappa fan, but this is an instrumental, and I can really appreciate the musicianship in Zoot Allures.
Thank you. I am the Earth. Out here in space, I am the home of the human race. I am alive. Oh, can't you see that you've got to learn to treat me tenderly? I am the mother of you all. I've watched you grow from something small. I fed you well, I've loved you true. At one time we were one, me and you. But now the halo round my head has turned from pure to something red. My seas are filling up with waves, and now you're trying to
really feels like hell. just been down in New York town. Done my time in hell. Done my time in hell.
Come in on. Oh yeah! Give me a key.
Reaching back in time a bit to 1965. Well, that's the year I was born, so yeah. That's a reach with Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Didn't It Rain? Obviously live. Before that one, The Flash and the Pan with Hey, St. Peter.
Hey, St. Peter. Listening up there? Hello from Austin.
Mod group there, The Flash and the Pan with Hey St. Peter. I there's something about that song that is really kind of addictive. Before that one, another one heard on a ride with Hank, Goose Creek Symphony, I Am Earth. And Hank kicked it off with some Zappa and Zootalooer, an instrumental I'm sure you appreciated as well. Well, folks, we're coming towards the end of this week's ride. You are listening to the Bike Rides on the Radio program. If you'd like to hear more bike rides, you can go to dansbikerides.com and listen to past episodes dating back to 2011. Bike Rides is also available by podcast and is broadcast on this wonderful station, KMSK 91.3 FM, The Lion, right here at Riverland Community College in Austin, Minnesota, and KMSU, The Maverick, 89.7 FM, out of lovely Mankato, Minnesota, at Minnesota State University. Bike Rides is also available on Facebook. But Facebook's about the only social media where you'll connect with Bike Rides, at least as of now. Well, here we come towards the last song of this week's ride. I sure have enjoyed it. How are you doing, riders and listeners? Have I checked in with you enough throughout the show to make sure you're still pedaling, not having any mechanical difficulties in the back of the line there? How you doing on a Friday afternoon? Are you already out of work, or are you just about to kick the door down, stampeding your way through to another weekend? Well, as I mentioned, we have one last song, and we're going to take a step back again into seasonal music. Who do you think of, or no, I should say, what do you think of when I say the name Edgar Winter? Well, I know what I think of. Excessive, distorted guitar licks, screaming, sometimes in your face lyrics, shirtless musicians past middle age that you probably shouldn't trust around the kids. Maybe that was a little far. But Edgar Winter apparently has a soft side that I never knew about. Maybe you didn't either. But underneath all that pale, leathered shell of a man, I hope he isn't listening, apparently lies the heart of a once broken man. Listen for the lyrics. I lost my lover and my summer too. To autumn. That happened to me too a couple of dozen times. We'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio show.
Autumn, the wind blows colder than summer. So I guess I'll stay here in New England for autumn. Autumn. Buildings look tall and gray. Birds flying haven't much to say. They all know coming again, so I guess they'll stay here in New England for autumn. Did you ever lose something that you thought you someone?
anything of myself now. So I guess I'll stay here
Thanks for riding along, Austin, Mankato, and Edgar Winter.
Honey, put the kids in the house. There's an old shirtless rock star riding by on his bike again. Can't tell if it's Edgar Winter or Hank.